You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin is here to pose a question to you today. What would be the more enviable travel destination, France or Ireland? All bets are off when you hear what our Irish friend has concluded.
And a very good morning to you all. I was explaining to someone recently that I take people on tours of Ireland and tours of France. And I was then asked which of them I preferred. Oh, this is a very tough question. I had the good fortune to live in France for almost 3 years, and I now speak fluent French, and I'm something of an incurable Francophile. Let's see, back to the question, which do I prefer, visiting Ireland with a group or touring France with a group? Okay, here goes. I'd say I'd have to give the nod eventually to Ireland, but it would be a very, very close call. Ireland is charming, like really, really charming. Like, come into the parlour, sit yourself down, have a cup of tea. Later we might have a drop of whiskey, and who knows, we'll sing some songs and tell some tall tales. And sure, you must stay the night. People in Ireland are really, really friendly, and they're funny. Sometimes they're downright hilarious. And you should never underestimate an Irish person, because you never know who you're talking to. That farmer that you think you're talking to, he could turn out to be a surgeon or a government minister. So, to begin with, one of Ireland's greatest attractions is its people. And, as an added bonus, they speak English. After a fashion, that is. Incidentally, the place you most often meet the Irish is, of course, in the pubs. That said, one of the greatest pleasures I have is bringing people into an Irish pub which might be literally hundreds of years old. And then I remind them that everything in the pub is real, is genuine. This is not a facsimile of an Irish pub that you're in. It's the real deal. And in a sense, you feel like you're stepping back in time to a bygone era. Of course, a few pints of Guinness does help to create this effect. And finally, Ireland is green, very, very green. Rolling green hills that sometimes rise up to mountains, mountains which then overlook oceans and lakes. The scenery, it's very, very serene, very peaceful, and somewhat mystical. Indeed, it can even be emotional at times. When it comes to scenery in Ireland, the hand of God is everywhere. Now, France, on the other hand, is different in that it is the hand of man that is everywhere. It is the hand of man that strikes you most. The architecture, from the simplest rustic farmhouse to the opulence and majesty of the Palace of Versailles. It's all so achingly beautiful. I was telling someone recently that when you're touring around France, every day, every single day, you experience a jaw-dropping moment when you say to yourself, "My God, that is just absolutely beautiful." And invariably, you're talking about a man-made structure. And then, of course, France being France, it has unquestionably the finest food and wine in the world. I tell people that when you're in France, lunch is a minimum of 1.5 hours. You have not eaten bread until you've eaten bread in France. You have not eaten cheese until you've eaten cheese in France. And you most certainly have not tasted wine until you've tasted wine in France. Do you know, if you could just put the Irish people into France, I think you'd have created a place called heaven. And on that note, I shall leave you. Au revoir. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.